When you read a newspaper, or watch the news on TV, or listen to the radio, you'll hear different voices, victims of accidents, victorious athletes, politicians, and lots of experts.
The experts, they have a knowledge that they can share and makes them unable to analyze a situation.
That's Pauline Chabert, the associate director of EGAE, a French organization that's focused on gender equality. She says that those experts in the French media are more likely than not to be men.
80% of the experts who are in the media in France are men. Yeah. It was in 2015, and now in 2017, the CSA published new data, and it seems that now it's 30% of women, so 70% of men.
The CSI is the organization that oversees and regulates France's audiovisual media. But whether it's 20% or 30% of female experts in the media, for proponents of equality and gender parity, it's not enough. But Chabert says that even if journalists want to speak with more women, they aren't always sure how to go about it.
Everyone say that it's not that they didn't want to invite women, but they didn't know where to find them. And actually, most of the journalists, they know a lot of men, experts men, and they have the tendency to always call the same ones. They know that they will be good speakers and that they will say yes immediately, and they are very available. They mm-hmm. already have a relationship. So there is this tendency, and it's hard to find other experts.
A group of women decided to try to make it easier. They published a directory of female experts, which in 2015 became an online database and website, lesexpertes.eu, experts with the feminine form in French. Chabert says today there are 2,800 experts in the database and 1,600 journalists signed up to use the site. Full disclosure, one of them is me. She says this is already a sign of success. The information's out there and people are signed up to use it. But a database doesn't completely solve the problem of a lack of women in the media, because even if journalists call female experts, women often say no.
Most of the time they answer that they cannot come. And there are two main reasons for that. The first one is that they're less available than men, because in France, women still assume 62% of the domestic work. So it means that they're less available to come for an interview at a radio or a TV.
In fact, Chabert herself had to say no to a request for a TV interview the day before.
A TV asked me to come. So it was yesterday morning for yesterday evening at 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m., I was in charge of my young child, and my husband was busy doing other things. So sometimes there is this question of organization, and women are more concerned than men.
But even more than the lack of time, Chabert says women also say no often because they lack self-confidence. They don't feel like they're the right person to speak about the subject.
Even when they have written 5 theses on one subject, they will tell you that they're not the good person. And this is commonly shared by women.
Women more often are going to say no to an interview because they don't feel as legitimate as men.
Emmanuel Roengott is a political scientist and assistant professor at the University of Montpellier in southern France. The Expert website asked her to put up a profile on their site, and she did so happily.
What we see in cities also is that women will say no if it's not exactly their area of specialty. And men generally are going to say, yeah, why not? I'm a political scientist. I can speak of France, of Iraq, of many things. In my case, that's true. Often I refuse to speak about things that are not my specialty.
Her specialty is Europe and Euroscepticism in particular.
For example, when I'm questioned about, I don't know, Macron and the French election, I say, no, I can speak as a citizen and give my political opinion. But as a scientist, if I do not work a bit before the interview, looking at the studies, at the electoral results, etc., I have nothing to give more than another.
I would say I'm an expert on waste management, waste reduction, and zero waste strategies, and many questions related to resources and the environment in general.
Flore Berlingen is the director of the NGO Zero Waste France. She says she used to not answer questions that were not in her specific field, which is waste reduction.
When asked about something a bit broader than that, then I suddenly consider that I'm not sure, which is not a good reaction to have, because there is not a single person that would be an expert on several topics, several areas at the same time.
She went through a media training session run by the expert. They offer sessions that teach the basics of how to talk to the media. Bellingen says she learned how to present her ideas clearly and briefly, but she says the main focus in the session was this issue of self-confidence, and it's changed how she approaches media requests today.
Now I think that, yes, I have something to say on this topic, so I'm definitely the right person to speak if I have something that I need to say or need to share about this topic, then it's good to talk.
Bellingen says she thought she'd been holding back because she was inexperienced.
I had the impression that my reactions were due to a lack of training, but in reality, it was more due to the fact that I had these habits of holding back that many women have.
Pauline Chabert says the lack of self-confidence is learned from an early age.
We know that girls and boys are not educated in the same way. The old society with kid games, with the schools, the advertising, etc., emphasize gender stereotypes. And in the end, one of the consequences is self-confidence. Women won't feel as confident as men to be in the public spaces.
The expert media training is aimed at getting the experts to say yes once they're found by journalists in the database.
First, they have deconstruct the issue of self-confidence. So this is a really crucial point. And second, they have the tools so they feel more, you know, at ease to say yes and to go.
Nabila Bouachianaji received media training at her workplace.
I'm a research associate at the Institute of Medical Research in Paris. And I work on the genetic causes of cardiovascular diseases. I've already had some media training from my own institute a couple of years ago. It allows me to formulate my research in a words that could be understandable by the lay public. It was a 2 days to make us understand what the journalists are looking for and to explain actually how it works to make a news coming up in the front and priority. For this training allowed me to understand that actually what is exciting for scientists, it might not be exciting for journalists.
She signed up for the Expert website because she liked the idea of having more female voices in the media. She'd like to see more science stories in general in the media, but journalists, she says, are not interested. And when they are, they talk to men.
Old men with gray hair are always considered as experts and much more reliable than young experts, especially female young experts.
France's public radio and television stations have been asked by the Regulatory Council to report gender statistics, and other media companies have made commitments to gender diversity. Les Experts is one tool to help that. Political scientist Emmanuelle Rengot thinks she's been called more because of the database.
Journalists from a local newspaper told me that they had found my name on the list and they wanted to change a bit and give more diversity because they are always asking the same local political scientists.
They are only men and always the same men, and this is part of the issue.
Pauline Chabert says that those statistics that show that 70% to 80% of experts in the media are men don't show that it's often the same men who get called over and over again. She says women would open up the field. Diversity is important to vary up the points of view, she says. Though she's quick to point out, it's not because women have a different perspective.
I know that some people say that women, like, for example, we understand they have a feminine intuition or, like, you know, a specific feminine way of doing stuff because naturally they would be different. So I'm against this vision. So it's more a global vision of saying we need diversity around the table because it's more representative of all the points of view.
The Expert website is now hoping to expand these points of view into other Francophone countries outside of France. It's launching programs to support female experts in Tunisia, Algeria, Cameroon, and Switzerland. With international media, I'm Sarah Elsis.